Hi everyone, Dr. Elizabeth Bonet here. Dr. Liz, welcome to the Hypnotize Me podcast. Before we jump in, please note that the podcast is not mental health treatment, nor should it replace mental health treatment. If you need psychotherapy or hypnotherapy, please seek treatment from a trained professional. I do hypnosis all over the world, so please feel free to contact me through my website, drlizhypnosis.com, drlizhypnosis.com. Hi everyone, Dr. Liz here. So today I'm doing a free meditation on the podcast, and this is called the Warrior's Meditation and is from the book by Richard Haidt, H-A-I-G-H-T, Richard Haidt, called The Warrior's Meditation, The Best Kept Secret in Self-Improvement, Cognitive Enhancement, and Stress Relief, taught by a master of four samurai arts, Total Embodiment Method, TEM. It is an excellent book, so I highly recommend that you read it. Very, very interesting. Often we think about meditation as sitting down, our eyes closed, calming our breath, and actually there's all kinds of different ways to meditate. But this practice is different in that you develop a calm clarity and awareness that you can use wherever you are. So he says in the book, to get a mental picture of this, imagine a battlefield scenario with a single samurai surrounded by multiple opponents. A novice's attention would probably jump from opponent to opponent, or really a novice would just run, right? Which would not end well. An expert warrior may spread their attention evenly in all directions, but still experience anxiety as they plan their tactics. But a master's attention is calm, like a calm, still pond, with no thought of what their actions might be, really trusting their body to take the right action that's required in the moment. This reminds me of the old samurai movies where there's 20 different people coming at them with one person in the middle. But how this applies to busy lives is, let's say you're driving along, let's say you're anxious driving and you want to get more of a sense of calm in the car. So you can't close your eyes and meditate while you're driving along. You need to be aware, but with a presence that feels centered to you. So that would just be one example where you could use this. Now, he does say that at the beginning, this may take you between 15 and 20 minutes, but it's going to vary from person to person because feeling your way through the process is vital. But as you get better and better at it, it can just be a couple of minutes that you practice this, and then you're able to move into this aware state very, very quickly whenever you need to or choose to. I mean, for him, I think he describes walking around in it all the time, which probably feels wonderful. In a moment, I'm going to sound a gong and then I'll start the instructions. So if you're driving, go ahead and turn this off and listen to it when you're in a safe place where you can just be comfortable. Now, he doesn't recommend lying down initially because you might become drowsy and drift off. And really the purpose of this meditation is to increase awareness, not to fall asleep. Your eyes are open, so keep that in mind. We begin by doing several vagal breaths, which rapidly relax your body and mind. So take in a full breath and use the breath to stretch the lungs in ways that feel really good. You can use the abdomen, spine, shoulders, neck, even to alter the stretching pressure, but make it feel wonderful. And then exhale slowly. And then repeat this two more times. And Now gaze straight ahead, taking in the entirety of the visual field. If you like, you can use your extended arms to find the outer edge of your peripheral vision. If you're having trouble getting out of focused vision, you can gaze straight ahead and without moving your eyes, extend your arms directly out to your sides. Move the hands back just far enough that you can't see them, then begin wiggling your fingers. Slowly move the hands forward until the wiggling motion is barely detectable by your peripheral vision. And while keeping the wiggling fingers at the very edge of the visual field, move them circularly in a clockwise motion to find the entire outer edge of the peripheral field. Now relax your arms and spend a couple of minutes relaxing into peripheral vision to acclimate to it and allow your perception to open up before moving to the next step. Now become aware of the entire audible field by allowing all sound to come into your body without focusing on or trying to identify any particular sound. I encourage you to set aside your biases, likes, and dislikes so that you can practice this meditation even in a noisy space because all sound will be acceptable. But a caution, it's always wise to avoid exposing your ears to extremely loud sounds. So spend a few minutes applying vibrant awareness to all sounds near and far. Now become aware of the sense of smell and the feeling of air traveling through the nostrils into the lungs. Although you may notice smells, do not attempt to identify them. Just notice the entire cacophony of smells without allowing your attention to be caught by specific smells. Noticing particular smells is not the aim. Instead, open up feeling in an unbiased way without concern for the details. Now direct your awareness to the sense of taste and the feeling within your mouth. But again, don't take interest in identifying specific tastes. Just enjoy exploring the general sense of taste and the sensations of the mouth, such as warmth, moisture, hardness, softness, etc. Finding a balance between relaxation and vibrant engagement. And give yourself a few minutes to acclimate to the sense of taste before moving to the next step in the meditation. Now become aware of the entire surface area of your body, as well as the inner sensations of your body, as if you're experiencing it for the very first time. There may be points of discomfort or pain, but be careful not to allow your mind to focus on those points to exclusion. Instead, allow awareness to grace the entirety of the body simultaneously. Finally, allow your meditative feeling to stretch beyond the body into the surrounding space spherically. You can imagine it as if the very essence of your being were unleashed to feel the space beyond the confines of your body. If you're in a room, your intention and feeling will tend to unconsciously stop at surfaces by habit. As intention can extend beyond surfaces, the tendency for feeling to stop at surfaces is indicative of a limiting belief. There's no reason to believe that surfaces have any power over intention. So let intention and feeling flow beyond the walls, ceiling, and floor, and remain unconditionally aware in this way for the remainder of your meditation time, with the intent of using less and less focus as you proceed. Relax and enjoy the fullness of being. You can stay here for as long or as little as you like. And when you eventually rise, keep spatial awareness primary in your attention. Move your fingers and toes. Lean left and right to be sure your blood pressure is at a safe level before you stand. And then stand in awareness. Peace and wellness to you.
I hope you truly enjoyed today's episode. Remember that you can get free hypnosis downloads over at my website, drlizhypnosis.com, drlizhypnosis.com. I work all over the world doing hypnosis. So if you're interested in working with me, please schedule a free consultation over at my website and we'll see what your goals are and if I can be of service to you in helping you reach them. Finally, if you liked today's episode, please subscribe to the podcast or tell a friend. That way, more and more people learn about the power of hypnosis. All right, everyone, have a wonderful week. Peace.